بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. This is the sharaf of our dada Sheikh Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. نئی جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہے جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہے وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہے جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہے وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہے وہ خمر کوہن تو کوئی طرح لیکن نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہے وہ خمر کوہن تو کوئی طرح لیکن نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہے کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہے کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہے خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لتا کر ہم اب اہل صدق و صفا ہو رہے ہیں خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لتا کر ہم اب اہل صدق و صفا ہو رہے ہیں کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہے کبھی پی رہے ہے لہو آرزو کا مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہے تجھے ہو مبارک یہ اشک ندامت نئے باب الفت کے واہ ہو رہے ہے تجھے ہو مبارک یہ اشک ندامت نئے باب الفت کے واہ ہو رہے ہیں یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائے قوم پر کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں یہ شان کرم ہے
کے نالائے قا پر کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں. محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو, محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو, کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں. محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو, کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا, مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں. تجھے ہو مبارک یہ اشک ندامت, نئے باب الفت کی واہ ہو رہے ہیں. یہ شان کرم ہے کیا نالائقوں پر, کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں, وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں.
الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا, ما بعد. This beautiful bayan of our honorable Master Dana Sheikh Ari Billah, Rumi Waqt of Rez Zamana, مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ کی محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ. حضرت explains here beautifully, as a person treads as part of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then myself, all of us, we should check and see, we are coming to the end of another year. Allah ta'ala granted us the opportunity of qurbani, and what is actually the reality is that myself, I may see, am I coming, I becoming a better Muslim. As it says, if that happens, then you'll find نَيَ جَا مُمِينَ عَطَا هُو رَحِي, that in the spot of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every action you do for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah protect me from nafs and shaitan particularly, will always interfere in our amal. Then a person will see, Allah Hazrat says, that although the enjoyment of the wine of the love of Allah is so enjoyable, but every time a person does a sacrifice for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, jitna qurbaniya itna mehrbaniya, according to your sacrifices, Allah Ta'ala just gives you more and more favors of Allah Ta'ala, bestows upon a person. So Hazrat says that although this wine of the love of Allah Ta'ala, which what can we explain, Hazrat is talking of his own life, the enjoyment he got from his youth, spending in the company of the lovers of Allah, the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So like we know, the Arabs, they used to love their wine. But when the nur of Iman penetrated their heart, then even that wine and everything that they loved, the moment they heard that Allah ta'ala has made it haram, what was in their mouth, they spit it out. And all their barrels and barrels of old wine, which was very potent, very expensive, they didn't ask Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can we first get rid of the stock, and then we won't stop. Immediately the rivers were flowing. So Hazrat says, myself, all of us, we see Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, which we learned from Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and our Shaykh explains it so beautifully. This was the sunnah of our forefather Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. People want to claim that they follow the Abrahamic accord, but Ibrahim alayhi salam, after all the sacrifices, what dua is making? Rabbana waj'alna muslimaini lak, وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكْ. After all the sacrifices, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared that you have passed with flying colors, Yet Ibrahim alayhi salam is making dua, oh Allah, make me a Muslim. In other words, who could be a better Muslim than Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam and his family, Ibrahim alayhi salam's family, Hazrat Hajar alayhi salam, that who could be better Muslims than them at that time? But here we are learning, and Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi explains that every time we should see that am I worried, that am I improving my life daily and getting more connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As it is beautifully said, but by one of our pious elders, generally on a day of Eid, we all like to greet one another, Eid Mubarak. He says the most Mubarak day in your life is when you save yourself from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you cut yourself from all relationship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then that is your real Eid. And what can be said when Malakul Maud comes to you in that condition? Then you can't explain to the people now that if only I could tell my people how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored me and favored me. Bima ghafara li rabbi waj'alani min al-mukramin. Qala ya layta qawmi ya'lamun. If only my people could know. So here we learned that we should be all the time just not going through the motions, and now we did our qurbani and everything is over. Now it's time to ponder and take introspection in my life, all of us. And Hazrat is teaching us that what was the real object and purpose of this qurbani and our whole life in any case. Jo har dam khuda par fida ho rahe hai, wo fani bhuto se juda ho raha hai. That every minute now a person begs Allah, make me yours, you become mine. And Allah Ta'ala wants us to make us His. But Allah wants to see from our side how much are we prepared to be loyal servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we beg Allah every breath of mine, every moment of my life, oh Allah, it must be only sacrifice for you, oh Allah. Allahu Akbar. Beautifully our Dada Shaykh in another poem beautifully says, Chandi maine unke naam par, ishq ne socha na kuch anjaam par. When you learn this love of Allah Ta'ala from the lovers of Allah, then no matter what, the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'll give my life for it. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam proved it and showed us. And that is why Allah Ta'ala declared those that are really the followers of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is none other than our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And those that follow in the path of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when this love of Allah comes, you don't worry about your wealth, you don't worry about your health, about your family. It is only Allah Ta'ala must be happy with me. Then Hazrat says, the sign of this is that you begging Allah, oh, every breath of mine, I did not give it to you till now, Allah. Please forgive me. Accept me and give me tawfiq now. Every breath of mine must only be sacrificed on your obedience, no matter where I am, anywhere in the world. Then automatically a person will see, wafani bhutto se juda ho raha hai. What is the sign of that? That everything else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ghayrullah, Hazrat has termed it so beautifully, fani bhutto. These are all idols that are going to be perished. Whether it's our medicine, whether it's the doctors, whether it's our titles, whatever. And really our nafs which makes us feel important, myself first, Allah give me tawfiq. That this annihilation of the nafs, this is what Allah ta'ala wants, which was shown by Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. And then what can be said of the sacrifices of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So Hazrat says that although you're loving your life, even if you're in the path of Allah, even if you are doing the work of deen, Hazrat says, وَخُمْ خَمْرِ قُحَنْ تو قَوِي تَرْ هِ لَكِنْ نَيَ جَامُ مِنَا عَطَى هُ رَحَا هِ. This enjoyment of obeying Allah's commands, that wine which is very potent, and very strong and enjoyable, and that only we won't understand. Allah save us. Fortunate we are, Allah Ta'ala has made all these intoxicants haram. Otherwise we see one person in a family, one person in society who is addicted to that, and today it's not only intoxicants. The biggest intoxicant, Allah save me, is the cell phone, the cell phone, and everything is happening on there. Allah Ta'ala make me, all of us realize. So Hazrat says, whether you are intoxicated in your dunya, then Allah Ta'ala save us, this dunya will pull you more towards haram. And when you come to the right company and the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you find every moment of life, Allah has just made it more enjoyable. It's not like the kuffar type of lifestyle. They say every good thing comes to an end. In deen, every good thing gives you more enjoyment. And now you're looking forward to akhirat, looking forward to meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is Hazrat, is what Hazrat is explaining, and where with my useless mouth and not even having an idea out of this reality, that Hazrat says that potent wine of being in a company of the friends of Allah and the love of Allah that is in my heart is so strong, but yet I find every moment, outwardly it will look like the same majlis, the same things that we are hearing, but if we come with an empty heart, Ya Allah, I have come to learn your love, then Hazrat says you'll find Allah is giving you more and more beautiful drinks of the goblets and the whole pitchers, that is the whole jug is full with new wine, and now is being poured to you and being served to us by our Shaykh and our Mashaykh. So this is the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that with more eagerness that we do the ibadat of Allah, Allah ta'ala gives a person more enjoyment. And now you look more forward to be earlier in the masjid. The enjoyment of tilawat, all that increases. And a person is worried, is it accepted by Allah ta'ala? Not that this year, alhamdulillah, I did my qurbani very well. Make shukr to Allah ta'ala, but shaitan should not fool us in the words of shukr, and he brings pride into our heart. Allah save me, all of us. So Hazrat says, the sign of this is, kabhi qalb dekar, kabhi jaan dekar, rahe ishq mein ba wafa ho raha hai. And this was the life of our beloved, the forefather Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, and this is that we start with ourselves. I must bring Islam into my life, and Iman has to penetrate my every drop of blood. Then Hazrat says that sometimes the test of Allah ta'ala will keep on coming. And then you'll have to give your heart sometimes. You'll have to give your life sometimes. In other words, you break your heart. People don't know how you're feeling. But in reality, you are worried. Oh Allah, please don't reject me. Allah is not in need of any one of us. We see our pious elders, as they come doing the work of deen to such an extent, they come to the end of their life and they say, oh Allah, don't throw us out. You don't need anybody. So Hazrat says, sometimes you'll have to give your heart. Sometimes you'll have to give your life. And this is myself, all of us, we should ponder and think, this qurbani, did I have this iota, or in other words, a full share of this reality, that why did I do my qurbani? That Ya Allah, now I'm prepared, not putting that knife just on that animal. That animal, before it was chosen for qurbani, it was like all the other animals, sold for that price. But the moment it was chosen for qurbani, its price was different. Its value was different, accepted in the court of Allah. So like that, when a person makes a firm intention that, oh Allah, now every moment of my life is for you, Hazrat says that now Allah Ta'ala will give you that ability and Allah will guide us. But all the time, rahe ishq mein, actually it's rahe ishq, in the path of the love of Allah Ta'ala, a person becomes more and more loyal. That, oh Allah, I thought I'm in this path of the love of Allah, but I still don't even know the ABC. You have brought me here, oh Allah, without having any ability, without being worthy of it, oh Allah. You can choose who you want to. So Allah, please choose me and pull me towards you, oh Allah. That khushi apni unki khushi par luta kar, hum ab ahli sidq wa safa ho raha hai. And what is it now? That every moment, we are all, each one, we got our desires, even in our ibadat, it's everything. But sometimes Allah brings conditions. Now we have to put our priorities in order. You love your tahajjud. Somebody got sick in the family, your wife or somebody. Now what is Allah's pleasure? Let's see to them first and see to them. So Allah Ta'ala's happiness, I'll sacrifice all my pleasures and put my pleasures one side. But only the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala must be above everything. And then only a person, Hazrat says, in this way, Ahle Sidq, now you'll be coming among the Sadiqeen, those that are true in their taqwa. Allah Ta'ala make us understand, these are very great positions and great words, but only through the barakat of our Shaykh, Allah give us tawfiq just to give a brief idea of it. The reality, it must come into my heart. But as long as we make a dua and effort, Allah keep us on this path of your love. Allah's kindness is, at the time of mort, if you were sincere, Allah will write us amongst them. Allah give us tawfiq. So Hazrat says, now your heart will be becoming more and more pure, and your heart will becoming clean, that whatever I do, checking our intentions also, then doing it according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then begging Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. And Hazrat says, in this part, it's not going to end till your last breath. And that is why Allah ta'ala warns us, فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ هُوَ عَالَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Never ever have a holier than thou attitude and think that now I'm progressing in this path of the love of Allah, I got taqwa. No, Allah ta'ala says, I know you better than yourself. Is antuma jinnatun fi butuni ummatikum. Who made your fetus in the womb of your mother? You didn't have brains, anything at that time. Allah knows our ins and outs. So we have to be just begging Allah. Allah yajtabi may yasha wa yahdi ilayhi may yunib. Allah pulls who He wants to, and only by His fazal and karam. But if we show inabad, we make an effort to come through, and without effort also beg Allah ta'ala, just, oh Allah, pull me. I'm worth nothing. So Hazrat says, sometimes you'll have to, kabhi, pi rahe lahu arzuka, mitakar khudi ba khuda ho rahe. In the spot of the love of Allah ta'ala, what Allah ta'ala wants to see, that you will drink the blood of your desires. And that is when your heart becomes red. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, a hadith Qudsi, Allah ta'ala says, ana inda munkasiratul qulub. I am with those people who broke their hearts for the pleasure of Allah ta'ala. You wanted to see some haram, or you wanted to do something even in the matters of deen, but you realize this is not appropriate at that time. Let me leave it out for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says, when you mitakar khudi, this khud that I did this, or I am here, and this khudi must go out of me, and all of us, we have to see that this self-annihilation, and this is the object and purpose of these majalis. One is pride, as our Hazrat teaches us, takabbur, terrible disease, Allah save me. But worse than that, in fact, is ujub, that a person thinks, I'm okay, that everybody is okay, they're also coming, but I'm also okay. Just to think that I'm okay, just to think that I'm on the right path, that is also a trap of shaitan, and a trap of our nafs, Allah save me, all of us. Tujhe ho mubarak ye ashke nadamat, nahe baab ulfat ke wa ho rahe. Hazrat explains that in the spot of the love of Allah, after every good action, you'll find a person is making istighfar, and he's crying to Allah ta'ala. Hazrat says that ashke nadamat, that tears of regret, that oh Allah, how many years I've been making qurbani, but I just spoiled it. You gave me another opportunity. And again a person makes shukr, ya Allah, you allowed me to make qurbani, but I spoiled it again. And I don't know the reality of qurbani. I thought it's just slaughtering the animal, but I have to slaughter every desire of mine, every moment, wherever I am, that jis fiza mein bhi ho, jahan mein bhi ho, hamesha taqwa salamat rahe, sunnat ke paband rahe. All the time my taqwa must be intact, and I must be on the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Hazrat says, Naye Babi Ulfat ke wa ho raha hai. Then you'll find a person, what enjoyment the Ahlullah got. Fala ta'alu nafsu ma ufiya lahu min qurrati ayun. When they reciting Qurani Kareem, or they listening to Qurani Kareem, or talking of the love of Allah Ta'ala, every moment Allah Hazrat says that new chapters of the love of Allah Ta'ala is opening to them. And we are shocked. The same thing we heard, the same examples, but if we listen attentively, we'll get new and new the lessons from it. And this is what Allah Ta'ala has made, all this great lessons Allah Ta'ala has brought. Said Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِذِكْرٍ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. So easy we made Qur'an Kareem. One is to become a hafiz. This is Allah's special favor. Then to take lessons. Even if a person he can't read or write, he's totally ignorant, but just sit in the company of the man of Allah and listen to how they tell us about the love of Allah and the disobedience of Allah, where it will land up, it must crack our hearts. So Allah Ta'ala give me, all of us, tawfiq. Hazrat says, yashani karam hai ke nalaiko par, karam unke har dam ata ho raha hai. Then it is only Allah Ta'ala's special favor that Allah Ta'ala says, ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. O insan, you're not deserving of any favor of Allah, but Allah is kareem, alladhi yatafaddalu alayna biduni istihqaqin wa minnatin. That Allah favors us without deserving it in the least, but without begging from Allah Ta'ala. Then a person will realize that this worthless slave of Allah, we are not worth anything. Yet Allah allows us to come back to the majlis. Allah allows us to see another opportunity of qurbani. Allah is allowing us another manat in our life, and all this to make tawbah, istighfar. That all the time Allah's special favors are descending upon us, every split moment. And that is what our Dada Sheikh says. Then a person realizes, Zuban bi kasir, look at me, dam nahi akhtar. That where my tongue can't, there's no words. And even if I look for it in a dictionary, we can't make your shukr in the least, but oh Allah. You are so kind, you are so merciful. And you sattarul uyub, you ghaffarul zunub. And finally, beautifully, Hazrat says, Muhabbat ki akhtar. Hazrat addresses himself humbly, as for myself to realize that these great men, Hazrat Shah Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, that look at the karamat to dekho, ke sultan hokar gada ho rahe. That look at now when you tread the path of the love of Allah, and you get this iota of the reality of the love of Allah Ta'ala, then what karamat Allah will show at your hands. In other words, it doesn't mean that a person who is a lover of Allah, karamat is one condition. No, this is Allah's special favor. But to show the world that who are the true friends of Allah. Sultan Ibrahim Ittihad Adham Rahmatullah Alayh, who was the king of Balkh, very wealthy person, and he ruling such a wonderful country. But when the love of Allah Ta'ala struck his heart, and then he left all this to his minister, and then he went on the river bank and start making ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a whole long incident, there is no time for that. But Hazrat says, this is the karamat of the love of Allah. That we realize every moment, beg Allah for forgiveness, acceptance, and keep us connected till our last moment with the friends and the lovers of Allah ta'ala, and take us with complete, perfect iman. And Hazrat says, you will be the king of the world, but you will become like a humble mendicant. You will give everything one side. What has the world got value? Hazrat says, forget this world. Even akhirat got no value compared to the love of Allah Ta'ala. Allah give me all of us tawfiq and give us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem amma ba'd. The last chapter of the Kitab, Hayatul Muslimin, chapter number 25. The distinguishing characteristics of the nation of Islam. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali writes, it is essential for Muslims to be distinguished from the followers of other religions and cultures. Muslims should be recognizable by the external appearances. External appearance is among the salient features of Islam. In such external appearance, the identity of the nation is maintained, and Muslims are guarded against assimilation into other non-Muslim cultures. Islam therefore stresses the importance of external appearances. Islam prohibits unnecessary adoption of the ways and appearances of other nations. Certain actions which eliminate a Muslim's identity are haram, even if they are not the special characteristics of other nations. For example, the shaving or cutting of the beard, wearing shorts which expose part of the satr, etc., are completely forbidden. If a Muslim along with the adoption of such haram ways despises or mocks at the sharia prohibitions, then his act of transgression progresses from sin to kufr, disbelief. So he should never mock any of the commands of deen. Then there are certain things which are not exclusive to any particular community. The adoption of such things will be permissible. If a form of dress is particular with the non-Muslim community, it will be sinful for Muslims to adopt such dress, even if the sharia requirements in regards to satr concealment are fulfilled by such clothing. Another example of prohibited imitation is to eat sitting at tables with knives and forks. This way of eating is the manner of an alien community. Islam has taught its adherents a special way of conducting eating. Therefore, it will not be permissible to adopt the ways of non-Muslims in this regard, even if such ways have no religious undertones. If the ways adopted from the kuffar are of religious import as well, then this will amount to kufr. For example, you wear a cross, etc. Then there are certain things which are of neither religious nor cultural import. Such things are of real benefit and use. Even if such things are the inventions of the kuffar, there will be nothing wrong in adopting them. This applies to inventions of transport, communications, weapons, and other items of benefit. However, in such matters, the layman should not determine the permissibility or prohibition of anything. He should obtain the advice and direction of the ulama, who will properly inform him. It is also prohibited to adopt the ways and appearances of such Muslims who happen to be fusaq, open sinners, and bidatis, innovators. It is also prohibited for men to take on the attire and appearance of women, and vice versa. Now some ayat of the Qur'an Kareem and the hadith on this subject will be cited. Allah Ta'ala says, the shaitan said, I will teach them to ruin the appearance made by Allah Ta'ala. Examples of ruining the appearances bestowed upon to us by Allah Ta'ala are shaving the beard, tattooing, women cutting the hair, etc. Different rules apply to the changing of appearances. Certain changes are prohibited as mentioned above. That you can't cut your beard to less than a first length. Women cannot cut their hair, tattooing, etc. Certain changes pertain to adornment and are wajib. Example, the clipping of the moustache, cutting the nails, removal of the hairs below the navel and under the arms. Other changes are permissible. Example, for a man to shave the hair on his head, to cut the beard after he's exceeded a first length, etc. Such permissible ways of adornment are decided on by the Sharia and not by custom. Custom is not on the same level as the Shariat. Furthermore, custom is subject to change with the times and attitudes of people, but not so the Sharia. In another ayat of the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not incline to the transgressors, for then the fire will touch you. The Quran prohibits Muslims from inclining or adopting to the ways, cultures and customs of the kuffar. Inclining towards them is punishable by the fire of Jahannam, as is stated in the above verse. It is evident that if one adopts a culture or the ways of a particular people, it will be because of one's pleasure for such ways and customs. The heart having inclined towards the aliens, the non-Muslims, adopts their ways, which it finds pleasing and attractive. But Islam forbids its followers to incline towards the transgressors and the kuffar. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu narrates that once he had on himself two garments, which were dyed a saffron color. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, these are amongst the clothing of the disbelievers. Do not wear these. Such bright colored garments are not permissible for men. Hazrat Rukana radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the turban tied on top of a topi is a differentiating factor between the mushrikeen and us. Wearing of turbans is common to both Muslim and non-Muslims. The Islamic aversion for imitation of non-Muslims is so great that it considered it necessary to create a difference in the wearing of the turban, even if such difference was not visibly discernible. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered Muslims who wore the turban to have a topi on as well. The turban will be tied on top of the topi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us to understand.